Rashi in Yudam of Beis, we must have needed that before, about 8-9 lines from the bottom. Ashar, so the Gemara says that Ashar kol motzien, what's the problem with the shliach? I mean, every case is a shogeg. He didn't realize, and he's chayiv. So we're also Ashar kol motzien mos hektish l'chulin b'shogeg shiyamalu. In general, when a person that is motzi takes money from hektish, he's unaware. That's why he's chayiv amila. I've said b'shogeg motzien. We're also the person mistakenly spent it. Given the bitul of Mashalash, the Chusay, however, he might see whether it was fair or not, but since the Mashalash was ended the Shlichus, so now when the Shlich spends it, he's the Moitzi. So, whom all the Kim is an awesome lawyer who would see him, Yad Hektish the Chulin. So, the more says the Chiddush is the case of he takes it Evan or Kuro. He gives it to somebody else, so he's Maul because he was Moitzi at the Chulin. Karela Maul, B'chol Yasabo, whatever whatever the other person uses it for, he has no Me'ilo, the day it's his. The first person, the other person has to pay Hektish. So once the first one is Moyol, it's Moitzi L'chulin, and he owes money to Hektish. The second guy says, Vosel Tefaman 11. I have no responsibilities. Somewhere it says, so what's Taka the Pshat? The Moore says, well, the case, well, the Moore says, what's the difference? Why is the first one responsible more than the second one? Maybe they should be, the two of them did it together, right? Why the first case when he takes it is he not Maul and only gives it to somebody else is he Maul? Why shouldn't he Maul as soon as he takes it? It's more says like Shmuel that they're really cute to Gizbor. Whoever it was in this person's Rishus, he's the Gizbor. Hilka called Kama Shanotla, just taking it, Loishanya Midi, the Tabik Miyoda, the Hektish. Nothing has changed that it should leave Hektish. When you give it to somebody else, that's when the Me'ilah takes place. Okay, Zomar says, that's not the Hektish. The Hektish is, but Abbas HaBeisai raised that Loimal, Shira Tatea Prutza. The Chero, he did a Shinri, Shinri Mishanye, Kishakaba B'Binyan. When he put it in, he attached it to the Binyan, he changed it. He has to shape it, put it in. So what's the other case was Henichal Pi Aruba. The peak book Aruba, he fit it into the stop up the opening. Take it out, nothing has changed. The item is totally intact as originally. Where it says, why does it depend on? Where it says, we're going back to the case of Rava. That the case was Niska Belabai. So the Moore says, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush over here, again, over these points, it seems to make sense. In a case where he was a Gizra and he stuck it up here, Rubos, so he's not moral until he lives under it. The Moore says, going back on Rava's case. Rava's case was. This Galabayis, what is the Shliach? Shliach is Maul. So, why is the poor Shliach Maul? Samora says that over there he knew that it was Hektish money, and over here he doesn't know that it's Hektish money. And that's Harmatulim Visara, Hanukkah Harmatulim Visara. B'smicha mu'etis medaminan lo lemoitzi lo's hektish l'chulin. Just based on a little bit of a comparison, we're going to give it. We have the paradigmatic case is a person is aware of the fact that one is hektish, one is not hektish, and he doesn't focus and he takes the wrong one. So there's awareness of that there's hektish there. And we're going to take this case, which is only slightly similar because over here he has no awareness that there's hektish, and say, no, that's good enough. So we're taking this halacha, which is quite a different thing, and we're connecting it through this thread. This case is more like oinus, but we're going to compare it based on that. Okay, so the Gemara. Mikra muat of halachas merukas. Tana. Negoyim ba'ahalois. Mikra muat of halachas merukas. Both of those, the psukim are limited, the halachas are many. The Gemara says, really? Negoyim mikra muat? The Gemara is Mikra Merubah. There's a lot of psukim about the net, about Saras. Amar Papa Hachi Kamar. The Braisim is the following. The Goyim is Mikra Merubah Balachos Moatzos. Compared to the psukim, the Chidushim of the psukim, of the Mishnayas are not tremendous. A lot of it is basically repetition of the psukim. There's not that much more compared to the psukim. However, but that's by the goyim. Ohalois mikra muat v'alachas merubas. There's a lot of halacha, not so many psukim. The Mora says, "Umay nafkamino." Why is it important to stress this? The Mora says, "Imistapka l'cha milsim in the goyim, ayin bikroi. Imistapka l'cha milsim ba'olus ayin b'masnis." The answer is, when a person is trying to clarify a point, where is he supposed to look? So when a goyim, I guess it's something that you have the Masoros Chazal, how to learn the Psukim, but you're going to be looking in the Psukim. That's a lot of the halachas are very explicit in the Psukim. Otherwise, you'd be looking in the Mishnah, it's because there's very little which is explicit in the Psukim. Didn't. The last group is Dinan, Avodas, Taras, Timaeus, and Arias. Yesh lehem amasha yismoichu. They want to connect to, which means that there's better than better. There's more psukim than the other scenarios which we discussed. But basically, it's not written. Verses, really? Didn't
I understand the just going back to the whether you'd look in the the nafkamina, you'd look in psukim, look in the Mishnah. I mean, that's sort of a descriptive. In other words, you would. I don't need the Gemara to tell me that, right? I mean, if I had a shaila, I would say, oh well, the Mishnah doesn't deal with it because it's in the psukim or vice versa.
See, the truth is almost, but in the goyim, there's a lot of, you just catch when you're there's 14 prakim of Nagoyim. There's 18 of Eilis. There's 14 prakim of Nagoyim. There's still a lot more Mishnayos than there are psukim.
And who would ever really paskin from the psukim?
Well, you don't paskin from Mishnayos either.
That's true, right? But
right. But since a lot of the Mishnayos are really basically repetitions of psukim, so the first place I'm going to look is, do I have any hints in the psukim for it? Because basically, it's a very clear, the psukim really are going to give you your first hint of how to deal with something, as opposed to you would never think of that when it comes to something else. Clearing a Shiloh Hilchos at any moment is I don't run to the pasuk to see for the clarification, because psukim don't have any clarification. But we hear the psukim are pretty explicit. So I look to say, is there any hint in the pasuk for what it's supposed to do over here? I think it would be the final psak, but that's what I would, if I get that hint, I mean, again, I'm not, for us, probably it's. Imagine that you're talking about Chazal, you're not talking about us. The Gemara says, "Dinin is Mechtav Ksivon. What are you saying? That it's like, you know, they have what to rely on. There's a lot of psukim. A lot of the lochos of Mazik and etc. are pretty clear in the psukim. So why are those referred to as they have what to rely on? It means, the Pasha of the Mor means Rebbe's din. It means, and things similar to the din of Rebbe. It's how the Rebbe Omer, Nefesh Tachos Nefesh, moment. Out to Omer, moment, Re'el Nefesh Mamish. Maybe the halach is, the puzzle is Nefesh Tachos Nefesh. It means, now the pasuk is talking about where a person was directing his attack towards A, hit B, which B happened to be a pregnant woman and killed the child. So the pasuk says, "You've been satan ever stachel nevish." The Rebbe says it means he pays money, he pays the compensation for the damage to the child. And Morrison, no, maybe it means nefesh mamish, which means you held in the skavim harigazem harigazeskayv. This is nemer nesina lamata, and nemer nesina lamala, mala halin moment, afkan moment.
Good morning.
Where are the two cases? Where are the two in the scene? One second. I mean, okay, the two.
Nasan Biflila.
Okay, so I'm sorry. The Rebbe's discussion is a case where he killed a woman. What's the halacha, right? The case where he killed a woman. It's a case, and it's Kamal Haragazeb Haragazeb. He intended to kill this person, he ended up killing that person. Is he Chai Mis in that case? The Rebbe says, no. It says, Benasata Nevesh Tachos Novesh, which sounds like you kill him. The Mora says that, well, in the Pasuk, before it says if the woman is not killed and just the child is killed, over there it says Benasan Bifilim, which means he pays the money, the compensation of for the child. So over there it says the word Benasata and it means paying compensation. Over it also says Benasata means paying compensation. Right, so the Mala Halan Maman, Avkan Maman. To Rashi. The psukim are pretty clear. They have what to rely on, which means it's not clear. We have many halachas which are not clear. So he says that he only pays money. Shein Allah, it should be. There isn't on him a chiyum misa. So niskaben lo el chaveru niskaben. His intent was to hit him, and he ended up hitting her. The two men fighting. So Rebbe niskaben laharagazeh is potter mimisa mishal moment. So Rebbe holds in that case that the halacha is he's potter from misa. He pays money. It says nisina lamalo in the may blood is the case where he did not kill a woman, only killed the child. Pasuk says over there it says l'ksivan asan bishlilim. He pays money based on the discretion of the judges. So what does it mean, nefesh? The mayor nefesh, he pays compensation for the value of the woman. Okay. avodas.
So, I mean, you could have brought, I mean, and I guess Rashi is saying this when he said kigon zeh kiyotze, but, I mean, you could have brought, like, ayin tachas ayin.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. So the Gemara avoidus. So the Mishnah said that avoidus again have a mashi yismaychu. So Gemara says mitzvah ksibun. Again, there's a lot of psukim which are pretty clear how to do them. It's not called hevata mashi yismaychu. Gemara says leitzuch el halacha sadam. It's the pasuk of halacha. The dalit avoidus sadam halacha is that the process of the korban requires that there has to be a shkita. There has to be a Kabbalah, there has to be a Halacha, walking in the Dam, and there has to be the act of Zerika, the Dam, and the Mizbeach. So Halacha is not preferish in the Pasuk. The Tanya, Hikrivoi, Zu Kabbalah Sadam. The Pasuk of Hikrivoi means that it really means Kabbalah. But why does it say v'hikiru means you brought it close, which means it's lashon of that's the act of transporting it to the mizbeach. So it means kabbalah, but it's written in lashon of halacha. The ksiv v'hikiru by kavanas hakol ha'mikdir mizbeach. The teaching of this halacha, where the same way it talks about over there v'hikiru. Hikri means that the kayan taking the parts of the oil and putting it on the mizbeach. So here it says the hikri voy means taking it and bringing it to the mizbeach. And Chazal explained that halacha over there, hikri v'kayan is a kolam itir mizbeach, was referring to the taking the parts of the oil and putting on the mizbeach. So v'hikrivoy means bringing it. Over here, v'hikrivoy means kabbalah sadam. But it wrote it v'hikrivoy to tell me the halacha, the memra, the halacha lo yisafka miklal kabbalah. That whatever halacha is kabbalah sadam has, halacha sadam will also have. So kabbalah is catching the blood into the basin that they would catch it in. And the halacha is the act of taking back from there to the mizbeach. So why is that important? That we know that there's something called pigel. So pigel has to be what it takes to be. If a person shechs the korban, thinking that he's going to be. Eat it after the proper time, or he's going to put the parts of the animal going in his bayach on his back after the proper time. The carbon becomes pickled. The person can't eat it. The person eats it. It's not yours. Pickle is only effective if it takes place during one of the avodas adam, one of the four avodas adam. So I say, okay. During Shechita, a person has a Shabbos Pigel, the Karman is possible. During Kabbalah, a person who's doing the Kabbalah has a Shabbos Pigel, it's possible. During the Zerika, he has a Shabbos Pigel, it's possible. During the Halacha, if he has a Shabbos Pigel, it's possible. And the Halacha is a Chiddush. Well, because Halacha is a dispensable Malach, a Voida. Because if I shech it right next to the Mizbeach, I just catch it and throw it on the Mizbeach. So there's a machlokes in the Mor whether you can even vatal avoid halacha. There's in that situation must it be a halacha's regel that you have to walk it. But we're saying over here, even if you tell me that you don't have to walk it, but don't think that therefore that when you do walk it and it doesn't have a status of an avoider, and if you have machshava during that time, it would not hassle. I'm telling you no, that the Torah wrote. Kabbalah Sadam in the language of Hakrava, which is the language of Halacha, they tell me that Halacha and Kabbalah are the same thing. The same way there's a Dinah Mashavas Pigel during Kabbalah, there's a Dinah Mashavas Pigel during Halacha. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so you see Rashi.
But you said, but you don't necessarily have to do halacha.
That's machlokes in the Gemara and Zvachim, whether halacha's regular is required. We're saying even if you tell me it's not required, it still doesn't. When you do it, it has a status of an avoda.
Okay, but if you are required to do halacha, then it's not such a chiddush.
Right, so if you told me you are, then the pasuk, this wouldn't be the chiddush. Then possibly the chiddush would be that the pasuk is telling me you must do halacha. Okay, the pasuk really means kabbalah, not halacha. Rashi, how do I know that? Who told you? Why? Immediately it's written afterwards. It doesn't mention Kabbalah's Adam. I mean, that's if this meant halacha, what happened to Kabbalah? And the next thing after Shechita has to be Kabbalah. The different cuts of the animal, the parts of the animal which are put in the mizbeach, they form the limbs literally. So the pasuk says he takes the carob, that is the inner organs of the animal. Are the limbs, the joints, literally means the legs. You wash them out. The Kohen takes all of that to the Mizbeach. So Allah says, we're on the Kabbish, the Elo Haktara, Hedjiksi, Bekra, Victor Mizbeach. It doesn't mean actually putting on the Mizbeach, that's later on in the Pesukim. This is the transporting of it to the Mizbeach. So we're also, it means Halacha, Lusavkua, Michal Kabbal. The Chol de Berez, the same as Kabbal. But you don't have to do. If you want, you can shut down the mizbeach and then immediately do zrika. But if you don't, in a case where you didn't do that and you do have to walk it, I want to tell you the chiddush is avoid a heat. As a korban b'machshavta, you're dividing a halacha pickle during the halacha. It's an avoider. It has to be done by the kohen. It can't be done by Yisrael. Or big day kohuna, the kohen has to be wearing his begadim. Or posted by einan. If a person is an einan, does that step of the process, it's possible. The yoshev, the kohen has to be standing. The oral, and the kohen doesn't have a brismila. So all those it has full fledged halacha of one of the avodas adam to require all these things. Okay, the Mishnah then said, "Hadinan v'avodas hataharus v'tameyus v'arayus." So it's just hataharus. For the Markasha mitzvah k'sivon, again there are many psukim which clarify the lochos of tuma. Or is it lo nitzurel l'shir mikvah the lo k'sivon? The Makor is from Shir. What it's referring to is the halacha of Shir Mikvah, which is not explicit in the pasuk. But we are pointing out even though that's not explicit. Yesh Tamamashi is Mikvah. It has what to rely on. It's so we're looking for something which is a Torah. It's not Torah Shabbat, it's Torah Shabbat Peh, but it has what to connect to in the pasuk. So Shir Mikvah is 40 saw. You like to see if it's not perfect, not explicit in the pasuk. Tanya. The pasuk says that v'rachatz b'mayim. So, what word is it? What is it referring to? B'mei mikvah. It means it goes to the mikvah. Eskol b'soroi, the pasuk thing says all of his body. So idarshin mayim shekol kufa erla behen. It has to be a sufficient amount of water that a person's body would fit. Mekame hein, how big is that? Amma, al amma, berum shalosh amas. So it's an it's one amma wide, one amma long, times three amas tall, so it's three cubic amos. And out Bashir Chachamim may mikra arboim so Chazal then calculated that amount and that came out to be 40 so. Zokar Rashi b'mayim. It says b'mayim. It says b'mayim. It could have said b'patach. It's written. The base is written with a patach. So if we wrote b'mayim, it would be in water. B'mayim means in the water. What's the water? Mashamayim hamiyuchadim, specific water. What's it coming to exclude? Lafuke shuvim, it's coming to tell me that it can't be drawn water, it has to be only rainwater. So the specific halacha mikvah. Now, miyumayim chem letzorich, we don't need a spring. Gathered water is sufficient. How do I know? But see, bizov. By Zob it says there's a loch of Mayim Chaim.
How did they get the water from Bamayim?
Bamayim, so when Bir, if it had been pronounced, Bamayim would mean in water. Bamayim is the equivalent of, in Halacha or in Torah, as if it wrote Bir Ha Mayim. So we don't, the Torah doesn't write a hay over that situation. It puts the patach of the hay under the base. So hamayim means that's a definite article, the water. So ba'mayim means in the water instead of bimayim. Rashi, that's one of those points you correct your balkari on instead of words. So it says by zov mayim chaim, b'chal d'shar t'mayim lav mayim chaim bo. It stresses by zov, it needs flowing water, has to be fresh spring water. Apparently, other everybody else they don't need spring water, but they just need mil b'mayim, means b'mayim hamiyuchadim, specific water b'mikvah b'shem kshama. Means in the mikvah, which is rainwater, the apple pea means 40 so. So the Mora says that the locha, any tumah you're dealing with, say situation of tumah, Bez Hashem, Mashiach comes, you know. My wife always says that that'll be the women's revenge, you know. Ladies get very nervous. They go to the mikveh. They, you know, there's all the chatzitza, the preparation beforehand, etc. You know, and the men's like, what are you so nervous about? What are you worried about? You know, chill out a little bit, etc. Yeah,
right, right.
You're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a chi, of course. You go in there betuma, and if you don't, you have to get every single chatzitza off before you go in. And you're going to sit there with the same halacha like a woman. You know, prepare to go to the mikveh. And you need the same mikveh that a woman needs. Right. Nowadays, why do men go to the mikveh? Because the balkari person who had any type of leaker din of going, it's because of balkari. The Mor says explicitly when they made the kind of carry, they said ma'im shuvim, drawn water is kosher. So that was how the Mor set up the halach of going to the mikveh for balkari. That's so your swimming pool, because it would, if the filter is off, would be sufficient for that. The filter's on, it's all good. Yeah, because you still need hashbara, and you still need. Now the lumness behind that is because the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam pull out who says what. Mayim shuvim deraisa is puzzle. What's the psul of Mayim Shuvim Deraisa? So one of the two, I forgot who, Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosis, one of them says If a person takes mayim shibum and puts it into water, puts it into ground, it's kosher deraisa. At the deraisa level, that's kosher. The psul of mayim shibum is you'd be terrible in a big barrel. You're being terrible in the place where in the kli. But once it's in the, you put it in, even though it's drawn water, you put it into the ground, the deraisa, that's kosher. So your pool is in the ground. So it depends how it's made. If they, you know,
one piece or a cement thing.
If they take a big piece, it's a kli before you put it into the ground. That's a kli. So you chokak, so if you make it into a kli and then you stick it into the ground, it remains as din of a kli.
These chassidim that line up every day go in, you know, hundreds of them to go into the mikveh every.
That's a full fledged mikveh usually.
But the reason that
I'll carry
for all these men.
No, because that was the thing. They said Rabbi Chanan used to go to the mikveh. He was a little. He used to go to the mikveh every Shabbos. So he said, if this mikveh can take a goy, make him into a yid, it can do something for my neshama when I go. You know, gotta do something good for me. Right?
Wow. Simple.
What? If it's a kli to start with, right? Yeah, that's the more. Kava. If you make it into a kli first, then you attach it. It doesn't lose the status of a kli. The guy with the halacha.
I mean, there was a takana by Isbal Kerry, right? The shaila is whether that it was
batal or not.
Batal.
Right. So that's the kind of they made. They made the kind of Balkari, which is the more made. You know, Ezra made it, I think, right? So he made it. He said Ma'ir Shem was sufficient to make it more available. Okay. So that's the case of Mikva.
But in other words, the Chassidim hold that it's not a chumrah. In other words, maker a din that wasn't batel. So
no, that the Morris says behedin was batel. You know, they're saying al-pikabola, it's still the union of going. You know, it's tahara, creates tahara.
By tefillah, for tefillah too, or is it only by Torah that it was batel? Or is it so clear that it was batel?
The Gemara says that the Gemara says some ka'arlam al hani gimel sabi. There's three halachas which, even though it seems to be the ikur is, you know, X, but there was an old sabi. We have this old zaken, Rabbi Loy, who says that there was batel. And the Gemara says some ka'arlam. The Gemara says some ka'arlam that the arlam was samech on that became the minig arlam. So the more doesn't present like, you know, well, really it's wrong, but you know the pasuk that Rashi says, you know, it's brought down halacha, it's batal. It's not brought down halacha that wasn't batal. There is, I remember something vaguely about it, you know, about it. There's a kafah chaim bring somebody says that pshat is not batal, but they think they're not going out to the kana, going out to the Tosefos Kedusha. You know, it's whether you have a musik that they go more than once a day. You know, you have the sefer who goes every time. But you know, the famous ma'aser was certain sefer every time they read the Shem Hashem, they go to the mikvah first. You know, I mean, you didn't come Valkyrie in between. It's the sefer's kedusha. So the more vayter to meyos. So. It says Allah Tumah versus Mikhta Sivan, those are psukim. Lo nitzucha, the Mor says that again, we're looking for something which is a halacha, which is not explicit in the pasuk, but it has what Amashi Ismoich, it has what to connect to. So Mor says, Elachadash min Asheretz, that the size of the shear of Asheretz. To create tuma is the size of a lentil bean. So if you have a piece of a sheretz, the Torah lists its eight shrotzim, which if they dead, these dead shrotzim generate tuma, you don't need the whole sheretz to generate the tumah, the whole little animal, it means even part of the little animal. So how big is that? So we know when we talk about shear, we talk about a kazayas. Over here, the shear is the size of a kedash, the size of a lentil bean. The lektiv, that's not a pasuk. The Tanya, so the pasuk says, kolanegeya bohem, whoever touches them, yachol bekula means you have to touch the whole thing. It says, tamalarma, there's a different pasuk that says, anything which falls mayhem into a kli from them, which means part of them. So yachol b'miksosin, any part of it, any amount. Tamalarma says, Bahamas says, you have to touch them, the whole thing. Okay, said, how is that possible? Yiga b'miksosin shukakula. It has to be. Yagiya is to arrive. Yagiya is to touch.
Why is there an extra?
That doesn't happen in my Gemara. No, it doesn't happen in my.
No, it doesn't happen in my.
Okay. B'miksosa shukukuloi. So it has to be a part which is the equivalent of the whole thing. How is that? Shir Chachomim, b'kadasha, that amount is a kadasha, shekein chaymet, tchilose b'kadasha. One of these, one of the eight shrotim listed in the Torah is called a chaymet. And the chaymet, when it's first born, it's the size of a kadasha, and it develops. Okay. Shekein chaymet, tchilose b'kadasha. It starts out like a kadash. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Emer, Kizanav Halatzoha. The size he holds of the shear actually is not kadasha. It's the size of the tail of the latoha, which is usually translated as a lizard. And he's saying that the pasuk is indicating not looking at how it was when it was created, but where do you have a part of something which is equivalent to the whole thing. If you take out the tail still has nervous movements and it moves. It looks like it's alive, even though that's only part of it. So it's a part which is like the whole thing. So that's what the pasuk is hinting to, and that would be the size. Okay. Sorry, what? Is there a din of Aver mean Hasher, it's creating Tuma? No. It's not a loch of Aver. By Aver mean a mace, there's a loch of Aver. I'm not aware there's a loch of Aver by Sheretz. I'm sorry, what? Okay. That's a possibility, right? Behem, Kolon Gei Behem, it says, whoever touches them, Mehem, Kol Asher Yipol, I love Mehem, B'moysom, Yitmo, from them. Chaimit, Amranis, Shuhu, Min Sheretz. Now, you, at this point in time, I'm just going to read your words. I have no idea what these things are. Shekaran, Lim, Gonarashi, Yichum, actually says, Limso, whatever that is. Hagaldo, Beklipa, Hilechus, Umagelis, Tomit, which it's. I guess it means parsha means like a turtle. It has a shell which gets bigger. Kama shigodol, it grows with it. Tchilas hanitzer keklipa shel adashahi. When it first comes out of the egg, because it grows out of an egg, it comes out very small, the size of a kedash. It continues to move even after it's cut off. V'hainu miksosa shukukuloi. So that's what it means, part of something which is like the whole thing. It's not referring to size, it's referring to sheyesh bo chiyus, it has life to it. So that's what the pasuk is hinting to.
So, why then do the rabbi say it's okay to eat like frozen blackberries when you know there's bugs all over?
First of all, this is not referring to bugs. This halacha over here of the shratzim is a halacha of tumah. your what do they call ritual impurity, and a bug does not create any type of ritual impurity. The Shvatim are talking about specifically there was eight little animals. They're basically like small animals, lizards, the turtle, the frog, etc. Right, what? Right. So all of those, they have a loch of the Torah gave a loch of. Normally, a dead animal generates tuma in what's called an avela. You have a dead cow, a dead dog. Over there, it creates tuma in the kazayas. The sheer tuma by an avela is a kazayas. The sheer tuma by these things is only. It's even smaller. Nevela creates tumma by touching it or by moving it, even if you don't touch it. Sheretz only creates tumma by touching it, not by moving it. So they have different dinim. But this sheretz means only those specific eight ones listed in the Torah. There's a different dinim. You can't. There's an issue of eating a bug. Right? Now, why? Now you want to know why did the rabbi tell you you don't have to worry about bugs in your blueberries?
In frozen berries. They're okay because they're crushed up or they're frozen or something. So I
can't speak for the rabbi what he told you because of the halachas are not safe. I can't speak for the rabbi. You know, you have to know what it is. You know, the answer is that the basic concept is there's a concept called bittul. It's bittul, barayv, bittul, A. B. There's no din bittul if you have a full insect. The full beria, if you have a full intact insect, you can, even if there's a million times more food there, the insect is not bottle, and there's an usher to eat it. C. Am I mechuyev to say that the possibility that they're there depends on what are the what is the chazaka of infestation? The chazaka could be there's three possibilities in halacha, something which is known as miyachenu motzi, which means it's not very common for it to happen. But it's still a minority where that it happens. There's a mir ha-motsui, which means it's common for it to happen, but still it doesn't happen all the time. It's still only a miyut. And then there's what's called muksik, which is guaranteed that it's there. So, based on those if, that information, if it's a miyut ha-motsui, you don't have to check for it at all. If it's a miyut ha-motsui, you have to check for it. But you can create what's called a chazak. I can check this batch, and I check this batch, and I do a process of checking it enough times. I can create, you know, I have three times creates a chazak. I can create a chazak that it doesn't have. That's done by lots because we assume that there's the infestation levels of a certain group remain fairly similar. So they have their patterns. How they know the fields? Say upwind fields have different infestation than downwind fields, and they know that. So certain areas of which are near trees have, but usually when they harvest, X group. They usually do it a group together. We can do a process of checking that. If we can make a chazaka, and it'll be fine. And then it's called muksik. Once it's muksik, buddy, you got to check every single one. Now, those are the basic rules. Application of lamaisa to the very certain fruits. You got to ask your rabbi. And I can pass the book.
That would explain like some of the bag lettuce, like sometimes it does have match or sometimes it doesn't.
Correct. Right. Because
totally whether they found it at the station.
Right. In other words, and the emotional star case shita is that you can check. If you find infestation, you can do a process of washing, check again. It doesn't work, you do it again. You get three shots. After three shots, buddy, if it doesn't clean after three, then you cannot check. It's gone. You can't check anymore. You know, try anymore. You know, different. That's the behind them. You know, you have to ask. I can't tell you how every single.
So the fact that there's bugs in there that they were frozen and maybe by the freezing process they decomposed inside the bug.
Now, if you want to puree them, it's just a hate because when you puree them, you cut them up. Once you cut them up, they're bottled. No, there's no problems of bleas of tom from bugs. You find a fly in your soup, it doesn't put, you take the fly out and you eat the rest of the soup. Okay. There was a very quick shear in bug checking. Okay, Arias. Michtav Ksivon, the Morse says Arias, so that's Psukim. Torah gives a whole list of all the different arayas. But nitzuchar ella the beat the man who saw say deloy ksiva. The Torah says you can't marry your. It says can't marry. Can't person cannot take isha sheyikacha as isha ves imo. That's the pasuk of Eidish. The pasuk of Isser, it says a person can't take isha. Eres isha bita lo segalet. So Chazal darshan isha bita means a wife. It doesn't mean a woman. It means a wife. See, the person can't take his wife and his daughter, and her daughter, whether it's from him or it's not from him. There's another pasuk that says eres bas bincha bas bincha lo segalet. Doesn't say anything about the woman. It says your daughter. It doesn't say your daughter. It says your granddaughter, right? That's the Chazal says. Even there was no marriage, the woman, the girl was born from a situation where a man was man as a woman, or even convinced. So either way, but they weren't married. The puzzle says the granddaughter is usher. It doesn't say the daughter is usher. So how do you know a daughter, which is not through marriage, is usher? That's called bita me'anus usher. Like Siva, the Marava. How do we know bita me'anus usher is usher? Amarli Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Asya Heina Asya Zima. So the it says in the pasuk of Isha Ubita, which mentions daughter and granddaughter. Isha Bitolo Segale Bas Novis Bas Bitolo Segale Losikach Shara Heina. That's the word Heina. And an Eres Bas Bincha is Bas Bitolo Segale Erevason Ki Erevoscha Heina. So there's Xavier Shavan, just like over there, includes, it says daughter and granddaughter. Over here also, when it mentions granddaughter, it also means daughter. So that's how you know the Isser. How do you know the Chiyiv? Because it says, Sharaheina Zimahi, and it says, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Acharei, Parshas Kedoshim, it says, a person who takes as Isha, Vesimah, Zimahi, so over there it says the word Zima. So we make Xavier Shava Zima to Zima. Zima, he says Zima and Hena over here. So whatever it has Hena has Zima. Over here it has Hena. It also has the name of Zima. It also has the Chiyuv Sreif.
Why couldn't you say?